to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about bats. Alex Konieczka is a Wicklow-based ecologist and the founder of Understory. That's an environmental education organization. She's launching a citizen science project called Joy of Bats in Greystones and Delgany, and it's in partnership with Greystones and Delgany Tidy Towns. She's now inviting members of the community to take part. The project is funded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service as part of the Small Recording Projects grant. I got to catch up with Alex in Delgany, and here's how I got on with her.
So Understory basically specializes in environmental education, but it's also a zero waste organization. So we make things out of waste that benefit people and benefit wildlife, basically.
And tell me about the bats. So what exactly is their environmental kind of contribution to the world, and like, why are bats amazing just in general?
That's a great question. So bats are amazing, that's correct. I think bats are really important, not just for environmental reasons, but also as humans, we love to chill out in our gardens and they eat the midges and mosquitoes. So on that level, they're brilliant. Environmentally, they're very important in the food web. So they do control populations of insects. They eat pests and also agriculture. Culturally, I feel they just prevent so much pesticides from being used. So I think in America, it was estimated it was over $1 billion dollars that they save just based on how much they eat. So farmers aren't forced to use pesticides. So they have a huge benefit agriculturally and also just personally, because I'm still itching from the bites I got last week. Definitely beneficial on so many levels.
And they're pollinators as well, I believe.
So they're pollinators in different countries because they eat insects in Ireland. They don't eat the seeds of fruit, whereas fruit bats would eat the seeds. So they would pollinate in that way. But they do, they do amazing work here as well.
And tell me about what is happening this Saturday.
So it's in Delgany, and it's basically all about bats and surveying. So for the Project Joy of Bats, people are encouraged to basically do surveys by themselves or with me if they like, to survey for bats and survey for trees and whether they could host bat roosts, which is really exciting. So there's all levels, there's the beginner to advanced, so everyone's really welcome to take part. So it'll be about an hour and a half. It's family friendly, there will be some games and activities, and after you're going to be a citizen scientist, which is really exciting.
How can people keep up with Understory online?
Perfect. So Understory is present on all social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Understory. The handle that I would recommend people check out is Understory_IE. So that's on Instagram, where I post stories and reels all the time. So I love to record people's reactions when they see something or just promote biodiversity locally. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Our intern, Meg Keogh, was there with me on the day and decided that she'd come along to this Saturday's event.
I am going to the workshop on Saturday.
What are you going to learn?
So I'm basically going to learn how to become a citizen scientist through Understory's education program. To kind of learn how to be more conscious of bats in Ireland's environment and around me, so I can learn how to monitor them, keep track of them, and also how to look out for them and their safety and protection.
Any of the bits that you learned today, are you taking any of them back to the States?
Absolutely. Being from Florida, it's a very different terrain from Ireland. So I think learning about how to monitor bats will also apply to other wildlife in my area, such as birds, alligators, armadillos. So kind of learning how to be more conscious of the environment, as well as different trees. Because we're going to be learning about different places that bats roost. So I definitely think that the education tips can apply to more species of animals beyond bats.
The event this Saturday is up on Eventbrite, and make sure to book your tickets now to avoid disappointment. You can get even more information on this topic online. Be sure to visit the website rstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. And you can join the conversation online using the hashtag rstoprotect. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.